Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says Iran has been formally put on notice for its ballistic missile launch this week, and he warned that nothing is off the table in dealing with Tehran. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump also continued his condemnation of the agreement that the U.S. and five other world powers reached to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Washington Post newspaper reporting a contentious phone call between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, reportedly over a deal signed with the Obama administration to settle more than 1,000 refugees held in Australia's offshore detention camps. Turnbull refused to say what they spoke about.
I'm not going to comment on a conversation between myself and the President of the United States, other than what we have said publicly, and you can surely understand the reasons for that. I appreciate your interest, but it's better that these conversations are conducted candidly, frankly, privately. You'll see reports of them. I'm not going to add to them.
Confusion over the refugee settlement deal has already taken its toll on migrants in Australia's offshore processing centres. Promised the chance of a fresh start last year, they now face the prospect of seeing the agreement crumble. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took a firm stance against Russian military action in eastern Ukraine by condemning Moscow's aggressive actions and saying the U.S. Crimea-related sanctions will remain in place. Fighting continues to escalate in recent days between the Russian-backed separatist militia and Ukrainian forces.